All right. Ed Gage. Yeah, I'm no rock and roll singer. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. Today is Sunday, July 19th. I did try out for a band when I was like 14 and didn't go so well, folks. That's why my singing career never went anywhere. And, well, whatever. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org. Where are we? We're in the second phase of the corona. This is a part of, well, I don't know, what humanity's going through. Is humanity a good word? I'm not too sure. All of us people all out here in the world are dealing with the corona. And, oh, I got a little bit of an echo. That's kind of cool. That worked. My voice doesn't work without effects very well. Anyways, this is the call-in show. Feel free to call in and, you know, talk. Otherwise, I've got a whole slew of things I want to share with you. But one thing is true, Alan, I'll be bringing him on here in a quick hot second. And I are in total agreement that we'd love to hear from our callers. And I promise you, we won't disrespect you as long as you respect everybody else. And it's just great to have you call in. 1-800-313-9443. It'd be fun to hear some of, you know, what's going on in your world as far as, well, anything, you know, because everybody's life's a little bit different, but we're all a lot the same. That was a long lead in, Alan. Good morning.
Morning, Steve, and your opening music. Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm not just a foreigner from another country, but a foreigner from another planet sometimes.
I know. Isn't that great? I mean, you know, well, and this planet's kind of weird because we've been being taught about multi-dimensional realities for quite some time now being defined as, I guess we started talking about those kind of theories in the 90s, right? String theories, membrane theories, the quantum universe and whatnot. And today we see kind of is it a simulator? With the coronavirus, let's say COVID-19, let's get specific, guys, right? Let's get afraid. COVID-19, we have our friends and neighbors. Let's define friends and neighbors. Well, neighbors are close to you. Friends are, well, a loose affiliation, and I love my friends. Don't get me wrong. But some of them see a world completely different of me than me. I'm sorry. You know, and it gets very exacerbating to, well, sometimes I can't even just broach that, right? You know, the corona fear is at such a caliber and such a level that we have, even in the alternate media, we have one host over here saying, listen, folks, the COVID is real. I mean, it's so damn real. It's going to come. It's going to be at your door next. Come on. Don't be a denier. You're like, whoa, dude, that's pretty bad. Then you got me belittling everything, right? No, COVID, really? Ah, okay, trick. What kind of a trick is it? Well, I don't know. We're going to figure that out, right, once we get some honesty in something. But we're never going to get any honesty. I don't know. It's frustrating. Ellen, I had a long conversation last night about COVID, the numbers of COVID, and it was really good. Socialism, fascism, love those conversations. I mean, we've had those conversations for, you know, all the time I've known you, discussing the differences between all the different isms. And the one thing I can say about the COVID is sometimes some people bounce into all this craziness that we live in. You know, I'm getting confused about 2020 because really the first half of 2020 was COVID part one. Then we went into the black riots. Okay, Black Lives Matters. Okay, define that. Damn socialists. No, just communists, right? Coming in after you and, well, whatever. Now we're back into the corona. And where are we going next? Everybody knows where we're going next. We're going to hell in a fantastic. And what can we do about it, Alan? I don't know.
Steve,
what we can
all
do
we have to do to get that honesty you were talking about, we just got to get the orange man back in there again, then everything will go honest. I swear. Steve, sometimes I feel like I'm a foreigner from another planet. I feel like I've woke up on the planet South Park and everyone's running around like Kenny.
Yeah. And they are.
It's a silly point.
And try to have a conversation with somebody wearing a corona mask and, you know, having them in a corona mask, even a flimsy non-corona mask. And we digress too quick. Hey, did you get out to the store yesterday there, Alan? You know, you were telling me that you're going to leave the ranch for once in the last couple weeks and go visit the coronal masses. Coronal masses. Isn't that kind of funny? You know, we're in the, what is it called? The Grand Solar Minimum, right? Where all the CMEs are very, you know, low, and we're having low counts. And meanwhile, on the planet, everybody's crazy with corona. Is that a play on words? Do you find that odd? I just realized that. But anyway, the coronies are out there. Did you get out yesterday?
You're saying it's a sun flu, maybe? Not just a beer flu, but a sun flu?
Well, that's Sun Tzu, not beer flu, but hey, it's probably a little bit close. The coronies are real, though. You know, it's gotten bad, at least here in Texas. Maybe, I have to apologize to a lot of folks out there in the corporate United States that have been dealing with this mask nonsense for a long time. I did not personally understand what you were being put through, and maybe I really kind of, brushed it over until it came to my place, right? You know, I guess there's a little bit of truth in the saying, well, when they went for Maine and when they went for Arizona, where were you? But when they went for Texas, too late for you. Governor Roly-Poly, we have this guy, his name's Greg Abbott. Usually like to call him Old Ironside, right? You know, he put us in lockdown. Now, the question is, did he really put us in lockdown? There's been a lot written about this. And there's some grammatical things that he put in there that, to be honest, it makes it say that you don't have to wear a mask. But it can be interpreted incorrectly, and people seem to like the misinterpretation better. And that was the thing with what we call the first corona, the January through March or April, something like that. You know, we'll call that the first corona. So the first corona, we got locked down, but we really didn't get locked down. The local cities did. We're under a lockdown here, not really a lockdown, God, a maskage thing. And the city, the local city, the dang spenders, the spendthrifts. Oh, I can keep going on, and I'd get you guys all pissed off if I did. But these guys like to buy things. You want a swimming pool? Hey, I'm going to go about $20 million. Let's spend $20 million on a swim pool. Let's spend this. Let's spend that. And we're just going to... oh, God, what do they call it? It's not a bond. They don't float a bond. What do, Alan? I forget their little devious term, to borrow money.
Bond? Talking about James Bond?
He bonds like, you know.
Steve, you know, it's we've all, I guess, I still haven't been forced to do it. You know, I've been forced to try my mosquito netting over my head yet, or God forbid, be forced to put my jock strap over my face yet. But feel it probably coming, which, because we're all being forced to it. You know, I was going to start out by saying that, well, you know, it wouldn't be as bad here because we don't have the large stores, but the small stores were worse than the large stores like Walmart, which is just now starting to do its mandatory mask thing, I guess, the next day or so. And I guess at this point in time, with Walmart moving in and displacing all the mom-and-pop shops, I was going to say, but the mom-and-pop shops around here have gone crazier than the large market stores. Plus, you can't buy anything except for doodads and knickknacks from the local stores that are left here. Everything else is large chains. You either go to HEB to get your groceries, or you go to Walmart to get your groceries, which is not really groceries at Walmart. But, yeah, it's a tough situation, Steve. This compliance monkey training that they're doing on us, everyone, we're all going to be forced to do it at some point if we're going to survive at this interval. And, you know, is the mask thing the ultimate? Well, I might have to partly give in. That mean I'm actually complying, but, yeah, I am. But when it comes out where you can't do anything without that shot, without that needle going in you, then I think all hell's going to start breaking loose.
I hear your point about wearing a mask and the shot and everything like that, what some people would say. And it's true. Some people would say, well, if you comply with the mask, then you're going to comply with the shot. And that's not true. That's absolutely not true. Sometimes there's a thing called pick your battles. And I went through that, Alan. I really did, because I get out and about and I have to go to the store and I have to do this and that. And, you know, you live a more rural lifestyle where, you know, you limit your trips to maybe once a month into the store. And that's great. I understand it. And I'm sure you're not looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the damn story and to see how you decide to handle the situation, because I was forced to decide that to make that decision 2 weeks ago, I guess it's been. And so for 2 weeks, you know, I guess it's a progression going forward. How do I want to be perceived in the store? What do I want that experience to be like? How stressed out do I want to be, right? And it's all, you know, it's all up to you, man. You know, how, you know.
Yeah. Do you want to raise hell for the little employee that if he doesn't sit there and say something about you not wearing the mask, is going to lose his job? Yeah, I mean, how far do you take that part of it?
Yeah, and so then I thought about the world of, you know, well, my friends, and to think that all of them are having that same dang question in their head. And like a lot of my friends, they didn't go down. Man, some of them probably didn't even go down. Some are still fighting it, right? So the way that they fight the corona mask thing, there's one thing, right? And everybody thinks they're cute. And maybe they are cute for a certain extent. You put a mask on and you put something like Trump on your mask and you piss people off. Then I go, well, what the heck's even the point, right? You put the useless thing on, you do damage to your body, you know, you actually, there's an awful lot. And I'll get into that here in a little bit. There's a video or an audio clip that I liked from Republic Broadcasting. It's up on the site. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. It's Laura Ingram, and she kind of breaks it down really good, and I don't even know who the hell Laura Ingram is. I don't know who, you know, Fox is. I know the lore and all that other stuff. Yeah, whatever. She played in that? No. Okay. But anyways, I don't know. Maybe she did. Don't ask me. I'm you know, ignorant in that respect. But it was an interesting piece and still is. And we will go through that. We'll probably round the bottom of the half hour before I get Ken to cue that sucker up. Republic Broadcasting is a decent news or site. And I said that last week. And I think I'm going to try to say that most every week, because sometimes in this news-ridden world, if you're going looking for news, it's hard, right? You go to Drudge Report, used to be a conservative website. Now it looks like a liberal fantasy, right? You know, mixed with I hate Trump, right? It's like going, whoa, where'd that guy go? Well, you know, maybe he made the corona. I don't know. But, and then the other news sites, they all have their flavor. I could do a whole show on how to read internet news. But in the end, it just hurts. It all hurts. And, well, most of it's not true, or a deception. A deception. Yeah. There, actually, Ken, there's a, if you're around, and maybe we'll talk about that here in a minute, let's talk about something that isn't true. And well, I'm going to talk about something that isn't, technically correct on the website's brand new post, right? You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is a brand new post on Republic Broadcasting. And it's an interesting story for sure, but it is not true. It says, POTUS Trump to sign an executive order to make mandatory mask wearing unlawful. Now, oh yeah, that's great. We just had that in Georgia, right? Georgia's governor went on and said, no more cities bossing people around. Stop it. Oh, that's great. Oh, a little bit of relief here. The ping pong game between all the states is back on. Well, I see this thing, and then I go in there, and I see it sourced, and it's sourced at petitions.whitehouse.gov. But the truth is, it's just an online petition to ask President Trump to make the mandated. And so we're a little bit off on the actual whatever verbiage of the post. Somebody should probably take a look at that and see if I'm right or wrong. But, ma'am, I don't usually have, I've never had a problem with, you know, the little posts that have come up on republicbroadcasting.org. They always work to tell you the truth. And that's what I like about the show, the station and the network. But I don't know. What do you think? Or we're flip-flopping on mask wearing. You know, I could really use a Monday announcement that they, you know, we're in a big battle because they roly-poly decides to back out, or, you know, Trump cards roly-poly on the mask mandate in Texas. I would love that. But nobody cares what I want, do they, Alan?
Well, most likely not. Sorry to say. But will the children go to school? Will they stay at home? Will they go and get COVID? And will they be safe at school? It's a whole game. You know, all these numbers. Once again, Steve, the numbers that they're presenting, I've just got this feeling in the back of my head that next time I drive into town, I'm gonna be like the freaking Omega Man. You know, I'll be driving around in downtown Fredericksburg with the skyscrapers reaching up on either side of me. No, that really didn't happen. But instead of just driving through a town of brain dead people, I'll be driving through a town of actual dead people. But it just don't happen. So this Fauci guy, I tend not to believe him so awful much. Especially Johns Hopkins, that wonderful institution that all the numbers are coming out of. Like I said, from the very beginning, I remember hearing the reports, and it's still going on, folks. This is what's happening. They were saying, oh, we're going to have 50,000 confirmed cases by so-and-so according to latest military models. These are games. These are games that they have gamed out. They're just playing, not saying that there's not something out there that might hurt old people or people with respiratory distress. But is it something new? Or is it something created? Or is it just Memorex?
Yeah. Games
afoot. Thank you, Madison Avenue.
Oh. Yeah, about that. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. This is a short segment, and we'll be, I don't know where I want to go this short segment. I've got a few different things, and maybe I'll just keep going. I was talking about the face mask problem, right? You know, maybe you guys are tired of it. I am, too. Let's get on to something else. We can get on to stuff like, damn, they're blowing up Iran again, huh? You want to talk about that? Heard that on Farron's show yesterday. And, of course, it's been crickets in the general media. You know, I'm going to continue face mask, but we're going to just kind of like slide sideways on that. And we're gonna, the reason I wanted to is because Alan Pierce is totally different.
I'm waiting with bated breath for my Joe Biden book. I ordered that Joe Biden book, and I'm just waiting to see what a wonderful spirit and person he is. It sounds like a real, real nail biter.
What the heck are you talking about?
About Jill Biden's book she wrote about her husband, Joey. How Joe learned Black American struggles as a kid, and how Joe learned how to stroke little girls' heads as a kid. I mean, that wasn't in it, but
don't they call him the sniffer or something?
It's gotten to such a point of lunacy, Steve. I do feel like I'm on the planet South Park. I don't know. It's just gone nuts.
Mm.
It's way past nuts, actually. We are past Idiocracy. Thank you, Farron. Yes. And moving, unfortunately, the Turner Diaries.
That's unfortunate. Well, actually, I think that we might have, I don't know, I don't want to even comment about that, but our conversation last night that I had with a bunch of folks about, communism, fascism, socialism, and anarchism, which is always a wonderful conversation if you like them, the models that are put forth and where we're heading right now, the BLM folks, right, the communists, that are hiding behind this trademark called Black Lives Matter, it really isn't about empowering black people. It's about infesting the world with another communist regime, because the communists really like communism, and maybe we're going to head towards something else. And maybe we're communitarian right now. We got a lot of that, but we got a lot of fascism in there too. But the other people want to take everybody's stuff and then, divvy it out again. And what we're talking about is eventually just freedom, right? We all want freedom, but you get to vote in, was it November? November, they're going to have a vote between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and you get to choose. Do you want to continue and modify our fascism? And, folks, the Republic of the United States of America does not exist anymore.
You're saying that us white folk owe every black person in the country $155 million, which our share would only be like $18 million, so I guess we shouldn't complain too much about it. You don't think that we should be giving reparations to everyone of $155 million, which supposedly has been, they've put it out to the brightest minds in the universe and everything, and that is the figure that they've come up with. That's what all of us owe every black person on the continent.
Sure. I actually read that article, and I think they threw the number out, $6.2 quadrillion, to try to ease the blow of forcing you to give millions of dollars to all sorts
of... That's what, a week and a half pay or something like that? $6.28 quadrillion?
It's another racist thing that's going on, right? Trying to blame us for other people and us as being, well, me, Pinky, I'm damn pink. I ain't white. I've met white people, right? But I'm pink and I'm Irish, and I wasn't here when all these atrocities happened. But I was in Ireland, and I went through the lineage of being a slave over there. How do you know? Can I get reparations from the Norse? Right, because there's a good chance that my Viking blood in me. So maybe I should go to Norway and try to get some money from them.
If you were black Irish, that might work. You might be able to get something.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's a distraction. All the money. That Black Lives Matter thing. Just brilliant, right? Just brilliant. They sit there and say Black Lives Matters, and everybody spews and gushes all over them and gives them money. And then, it's like Walmart's donating to Black Lives Matter. Oh, what is Black Lives Matter? Oh, we want to destroy your family. We want to bring in communism. We want to do this and we want to do that. Oh, do you want to help the black people? Oh, yeah, we definitely want abortions, and so we can kill more of them. And, do you want to end youth violence? And how do you end youth violence? I don't know, but it's not the way that we've been going. It's not the way, but is it our job to do that? Some people just do stupid things, and that's that. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Well, now I'm not sorry. Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, and man, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Hang on. This is a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're going to run that clip here in a second. You know, during the break, Alan and I were talking about, you know, portable people who have their lives in one state and a resort house in another state, and they flip-flop around. We were invaded back in, February, March with the COVID mobile, and they, you know, jumped from whatever part of the corporate United States that they were in over here to Texas and hid in the hill country. We had a big surge in, you know, automobile sales, I guess, because there were a bunch of cars with brand new plates driving around for that month when everybody's in COVID lockdown, allegedly. Well, you know, they're still here. Some of them went home. States have been locked down again. I got a text yesterday from a friend of mine from the Golden State, California, right? And the California, it's all the California, right? And everything's about the California, and they hate Trump. They hate Trump so much. And I've gotten into it with this individual. He's a friend of mine, long friend, you know, years. And he was doing the super I hate Trump and how his Governor Newsom was just wonderful for, you know, stopping the COVID and doing all this other crap. And he's like, praise the lockdown. We love the lockdown. And I'm like, dude, you're crazy. And then, you know, and started talking to him on the phone. And he's like, no, because Trump did this and Trump did this. And I'm like, whoa. Do you even know the story? And most people don't know the story of the COVID, folks. You know, I can tell you the story of the COVID because, you know, well, you can look at our archives, too. Starting January 2020 and keep going forward, and it'll bring you through the phases of the COVID. You know, you'll go back to the wonderful time of the CDC sending out test kits that didn't work. Right, they couldn't test positive, they couldn't test negative. That was like February, March, And it's all been completely incompetent. And we still have test kids. Well, they want test kids, actually. If you have any, you know, death wish, you can volunteer for a vaccine study. But anyways, this one gentleman sent me a text yesterday, you know, and it said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And I know that means that, oh, are you ready to tell me that the COVID's real? And so I sent him a message back. It said, "The government's worried and all, how I'm doing." It depends, you know, how much the government gets, you know, all over our lives. He sent me a message back. He says, "Well, you know me. I don't talk politics, and I know how much it'll piss you off right now. I'll just check it up. I'll turn Sunday on 50. Oh, so you just texted me so I can text you happy birthday, right? Kind of like, yeah, I think we're in a place because people don't pay attention to what's going on around them and the politics of the matter. And then they come in late in the game and try to make judgment calls. Not saying that voting actually gets you anywhere, but maybe it does if enough. I don't know, Alan. What do you think? You know, do you think that a vote would be actually useful if people paid attention? Or no, is it just all worthless?
I brought up the little phrase. I can't remember who to attribute this to, but and this is kind of bastardizing it. But if they can convince you to believe absurdities, they can convince you to commit atrocities. That's the unfortunate thing I see coming. All of these people COVID that are running around COVID scared in the mask are going to be the ones that are saying, "Well, we got to do everything safe," and me telling on you and watching you and informing on you and everything, that's not doing anything wrong. That's for the good. It's for the government, right? So they can be a happy little snitch, and we can have East Germany created right here in our country. Thank you very much.
Yeah. My mom was telling me as she was driving through Texas on her way to relocate in Maine, she was telling me about the last, 4 years of supporting the Orange Man, you know, having a Trump sticker on your car, how that was, you could go in around, you know, Arizona, and it's really a kind of like a bluish hue or something. I don't know. We're using these stupid terms like red and blue. But she said that she'd had her cars keyed, you know, windows broken, you know, mirrors broken off. And I can go, yeah, I got it. You got a Trump sticker and they hate Trump. I remembered a lot of people having these things called Beto stickers. And they would piss me off so much because that was a arrogant in your face. I'm a socialist / communist and I want to take over your world. But, you know, nobody went around beating up Beto cars. There is a little bit of reserve, but the Trump haters are different ilk. Okay. I think we've slid too far. Let's get this thing back on track, if there is a track, Alan. Masks. You know, masks are fascinating. And we're forced to wear them. And man, I just saw, you know, CFR just sent me a message, and I was thinking what a CFR would say. I don't have to wear a mask, and I'd go, yeah, absolutely you don't, you know, but again, absolutely you have to exist, and that means, well, you know, existing. But it's for the good of the children, Let's go to Laura Ingraham. Pretty cool clip. We'll do a couple minutes of it. So hang on. Play it whenever you're ready there, Ken. Chances are that they wear a silly green.
But now we talk about the issue of mask mandates.
We've seen what can happen when people come together with face coverings.
We want to give people more confidence to shop safely and enhance protections for those who work in shops. Both of these can be done by the use of face coverings.
You could literally kill someone because you didn't want to wear a mask.
I'm convinced that the benefit of wearing a mask clearly is there.
Now, I want to make clear, I'm not telling anyone not to wear a mask. That's not what we're here for. Instead, I want to move beyond hyperbole and focus on what the latest science actually tells us. Now, we've heard for months that wearing face coverings, even homemade ones, cloth ones, is a selfless thing to do, and it's even a patriotic duty, which I have to say sounds pretty cool, and it even sounds like a unifying thing. The emotional argument is really wonderful, but again, what about the actual data? Now, consider the following from the very medical journals and organizations that we're led to believe are infallible. A 2015 study recruited healthcare workers from hospitals in Hanoi, Vietnam, and examined the benefits of cloth masks used in the healthcare setting and then measured flu and flu-like virus transmission. Well, the results may surprise you. The rates of all infection outcomes were highest in the cloth mask arm. Penetration of cloth mask by particles was almost 97%, and medical masks, 44%. Now, this was a randomized controlled trial of more than 1,600 healthcare workers and had this stunning conclusion. The results caution against the use of cloth masks. This is an important finding to inform occupational health and safety. Moisture retention, reuse of cloth masks, and poor filtration may result in increased risk of infection. Okay. Well, what about the World Health Organization? I'm sure they recommend masks. Well, just go to the WHO website, where they say there is limited evidence that wearing a medical mask by healthy individuals and households, in particular those who share a house with a sick person or among attendees of mass gatherings, may be beneficial as a measure of preventing transmission. At present, there is no direct evidence on the effectiveness of universal masking of healthy people in the community to prevent infection with respiratory viruses, including COVID-19.
Ah, oh, boy. Ooh, uh-oh.
Then there's the gold standard itself, the CDC. Now, back in January, it recommended against masks, and Dr. Fauci repeated that guidance in March.
There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Now, Fauci recently explained his mask flip. He's now in favor of them, saying those comments initially were motivated by his concern for saving masks for healthcare workers. Facebook, by the way, I found this out today, now flags the old interview with Fauci as
okay,
false information.
Okay, let's stop it right there.
But he sure seemed convinced.
That should do it. Did you hear that? Even Laura Ingraham flipped. I don't know who she is. But, Fauci made a slip back in March, right? Well, he lied, right? But he lied for your own good. He lied purposely. He lied intentionally. And he, well, recanted. He said the exact opposite. You know, now it's, of course, wear a mask. Don't listen to me. I was lying. Like, oh, well, why did you lie to us? Oh, great. You know, evil one. Oh, because it was for those other people. I wanted to save the masks for them. I don't know. How much can you actually educate these people in the world, Alan? I really don't know.
I don't know, Steve. If you were to listen to the WHO and the CDC for all these little incidents in the past, every child running around in this country should be part pig, part bird with a pinhead.
Last week
the bird flu is going to kill us, the pig flu is going to kill us, and everyone's going to be running around with pinhead babies everywhere from the Zika. I mean, it's
from the Zika.
Monkey training, Steve. It's monkey training. It's compliance training. If they can get you to believe this absurdity, they can get you to believe and do anything that they want you to as a whole.
I guess that's
it's
true.
It's very simple mind control. Yeah. It's very simple. Compliance training.
Yeah. And the articles, they just come more and more. On July 18th, right, NBC News, they wanted to inform us, right? They wanted to tell us the new and breaking news, right? There's a public health director in Texas, right, in Nueces County. You know, it's a Gulf Coast thing. And she went on to tell you, yeah, is that how it's pronounced, Nueces? She wanted to let you know that, listen, Alan, this is important. 85 children under 2 years old, including 52 younger than a year, have tested positive for the virus. Dun, dun, dun. Hold on. It gets worse. These babies have not even had their first birthday yet. Wow. And then, of course, it's Director Anna Rodriguez, you know, and this is just this Friday. She says, you know, please help us, you know, social distance, stop the disease, stay protected, wear a mask, stay at home, go on for a paragraph, but don't say anything, right? But Rodriguez said on Friday that a review of the coronavirus statistics, oh, she was reading a piece of paper about statistics, show 85 infants were tested positive, you know, and Saturday she clarified it. That was yesterday, and said the total includes children between the ages of 1 and 2 years old. Wow. The tests were from
the latest military models.
But the tests were all done in March. That isn't real. That isn't now. This was some kind of test, some kind of piece of paper that proclaimed all these different things from March. That's Corona 1. That's Corona 1 statistics. During that time, dang, CDC was going around trying to figure out how to make a test kit. Well, that couldn't be caught and called fake. I don't know what they call these test kits anymore. How many manufacturers of test kits are there? Are you willing to go and try to find that information? I'm not, because we're sitting there playing with funny numbers anyway. But these guys are publishing an article, NBC News is publishing an article about some Rodriguez chick directing something, right, and finding out that I just found out that they tested some babies positive back in March. God, what month are we in now? Oh, my God. Let's see. July. Wow. Damn, how are them babies? You know, were they accurate tests? Did anything happen to them? Oh, well, we don't have that number. No, they all live. Right. And why did you test those babies? Because you were testing everything back in March.
Were these babies in Florida by any chance?
No, they're in Texas, allegedly. Well, she didn't say that. She didn't even say that. You know,
we don't have the good labs here like they did in Florida, though, Steve. You know, all 300 or some out of our labs didn't come out with 100% positive results.
Yeah, you know. Well, we do have shenanigans going on here too, Alan, right? And then to the amount of shenanigans going on with these COVID test numbers. And I, you know, I hate to belittle this, folks, but I have to. It's kind of, you know, I decided early on in the COVID, you know, that I was going to be truthful throughout the whole thing. And don't get me wrong, there was part of COVID one, you know, January, February, March, that didn't know what the heck was happening. And I was a little bit concerned. But as the COVID goes along, here's the rub. I know a lot of people, and still I'm not getting a bunch of people, and maybe I don't know. Why are people, I can't find people dying from it, right? I would think that a pandemic would be having a lot of deaths. These deaths are all sterile, right? Everything's a lie. You know, my God, I had a friend of the family come over this week, and it was just alarming what happened. God, hang on. I should be able to get to it by the end of the hour. I'll wrap it up, and we'll be back for the second hour. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set.
All right. Well, it's a funny thing about breaks. They kind of make you lose your stride in between the commercials and whatnot and other conversations, but I was trying to tell you guys a little bit about the corona and the impact of the corona and the mask and the perception and all this other stuff when a friend of mine, you know, a friend of the family, came over last week and they're distraught, right? They've been destroyed by the corona, you know, since March, since all the lockdowns, crazy stuff, you know, been unemployed, and not getting government assistance throughout that, and I'm not too sure all the ifs, ands, and buts about why they didn't do that, and it wasn't whatever, you know, going through with her husband and her son and her daughter and all. The husband is now 24/7 watching news cycles about the COVID, and she's like, he's driving me crazy, and before he drove her crazy because he played video games all day. she went on and she's crying. She was like, I can't pay my rent this month. I don't know what we're going to do. And let alone pay the rent next month. We don't make any money and they keep shutting us down and I don't know what we're going to do. She says, they are bringing in refrigerator trucks to San Antonio because there's so many bodies. And I said, that's not true. And she says, yes, it is. And I go, oh, did you see the body? She goes, no, but it's true. I said, no, not quite. It was kind of like one lady was bloviating, you know, yesterday about how they might need refrigerator trucks because they're getting so many dead bodies. And then the, you know, the coroners came out and said, what are you kidding? We're fine. Well, turns out the lady went ahead and ordered up a couple refrigerator trucks for San Antonio to back her position. So they're sitting there and wait, and they're writing about the refrigerator trucks in San Antonio. We were lied to so much back in the New York days, right? Remember when they were killing the old people? And they were killing the old people. Right. They were saying, oh, my God, they're burying bodies in Central Park. Look at that excavator digging a trench. It's mass graves of the corona. And they're throwing them in the back alleys at hospitals in New York. Oh, it's the corona. And they're still doing that today. But people are running around with masks. They're like afraid. I was seeing the shock on this lady's face when she was over here, and she didn't know what to do, and I can't tell her what to do because she can't even hear me. She can't hear me. He can't hear me. Nobody can hear me.
They're special ordering refrigerator trucks. Like that's such a rare commodity on this planet that you can't hardly find one, so you got to order one up. Folks, see, this is, they've got us so distracted and so dumbed down. Go out and travel around any kind of a small highway or you know, someplace where there's businesses, and look at the semis that go past you. Probably about anywhere from half to 60% or more of them will be refrigerated semi-trailer trucks. So they're everywhere. It's not like they have to go in and special order a morgue edition, you know? I mean, a refrigerated truck, and there are friggin' millions of them driving around this country.
Yeah, well, hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we're clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki. Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.